Hey there, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. Today we're talking to all the coaches, speakers, parents, trainers, any service-based industry that's always trying to help someone. We have a very important lesson for you today. So today, we're going to be focused on a message that's meant for all service providers, whether that's in your profession, a doctor, a lawyer, a coach, a trainer, a speaker, whether that's in your life, a parent, you know, a mentor, being a guide for someone, or even sometimes in your own personal life, to yourself. The reminder we want to give you is one of the best pieces of advice my dad ever gave me. And I asked him a question one time. I said, you know, what advice do you wish you had 10, 15, 20 years ago in your career? And he thought about it for a second. He said, you know, I wish someone would have reminded me that you don't always have to know the solution. And I asked him, what does that mean? And he said, you know, there's so many times someone in your life is going to come to you for help, for assistance, for insight, for guidance, for coaching. In my specific situation, I call my business. And he said, you have to remind yourself, it's not your duty to always have the solution or always know the answer. Sometimes the greatest gift you could give to that other person is not knowing the answer and allowing them to have to find it and research and work to figure it out. And this is really difficult for a lot of heart-centered people because they want to help so much and they base so much of what they do and who they are on serving or helping or getting solutions for other people that we forget sometimes it's okay not to know. So today's challenge is I want you to download the worksheet and identify what are the top 3 to 5 areas of your life that you feel pressured to always thinking you have to have a solution or an answer. Is it being a mom or dad? Is it running your business? Is it leading your team? Is it in your practice, whether that's law or coaching or dentistry or doctor, whatever it is? Where do you feel pressured to always feel like you have to have a solution or always feel like you have to have an answer? And the next question is, what would you have to believe to realize that sometimes you don't have the answer, and sometimes it's a better situation to not know the answer or solution and allow your client or patient or son or daughter to have to figure it out on their own and challenge them to become more resourceful and go out and find the solutions they're looking for, not just count on you to answer it for them. And if you're able to adopt these beliefs and free yourself from feeling like you always needed the solution, what do you think would be different in your life? How much more freedom would you have? How much more relaxed could you be? How much more fun could you have? Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please put a comment in the blog and let us know how this might affect you in your life and what you're planning on doing to shift the gears and really become more in tune with the moment, not always feeling like you have to be under pressure of finding the answer or solution. And I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV. Till then, have an amazing week.
Please subscribe for